This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Sweden on Tuesday signed a formal request to join the NATO military alliance, a move opposed by Russia and which first must be approved by the 30 existing members. Sweden's candidacy, prompted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, ends two centuries of military non-alignment and comes after the country's governing party dropped its opposition. Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson told lawmakers Monday that Sweden needs formal security guarantees that come with membership in NATO. And speaking to reporters, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Sweden's NATO application is a big step. Looks like we don't have that sound right now. Leaders in Finland have indicated support for their own NATO membership, with lawmakers expected to give their approval on Tuesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned on Monday that Russia would respond if NATO bolstered its military presence in Finland and Sweden. Putin told leaders of a Russian-dominated military alliance of former Soviet states that there was no direct threat from NATO by adding the two countries to its alliance. But he said the expansion of military infrastructure into this territory would certainly provoke our response. The U.S. State Department on Tuesday announced the launch of a new program to capture and analyze evidence of war crimes and other atrocities perpetuated by Russia and Ukraine as Washington seeks to ensure that Moscow is held accountable for its actions. U.S. President Joe Biden has repeatedly criticized Russia over what he calls major war crimes committed in Ukraine. VOA News. U.S. President Biden declared Tuesday that last weekend's mass shooting at Tops Friendly Market in Buffalo, New York, was domestic terrorism fueled by white supremacy running through, in his words, our body politic. On Saturday, a white teenage gunman allegedly killed 10 black people at a grocery store in a racist rampage. The suspect in custody, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, has been linked to a 180-page document that said the assault was intended to terrorize all non-white, non-Christian people and get them to leave the United States. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating the attack as a hate crime. Police say Gendron drove 320 kilometers from his home in Conklin, New York, fired an AR-15-style rifle during the attack, wore body armor, and used a helmet camera to live stream the carnage on the internet. Buffalo's police commissioner told CNN on Monday that the suspect had talked about shooting more people if he'd been able to flee the scene of the crime. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden met privately in Buffalo with relatives of those killed and three others who were injured. In televised remarks after those meetings, Biden called for Congress to pass legislation that has been rejected for years, in his words, to keep assault weapons off our streets. The U.S. Constitution enshrines gun ownership by individuals. Gun control advocates have been unable to overcome the gun lobby's opposition to tighter rules on the sale and possession of firearms. A senior U.S. State Department official said Tuesday that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has assured the wife of Brittany Griner that securing the release of the American professional basketball player who's been detained in Russia is a top priority for the Biden administration. Griner's a two-time Olympic gold medalist. She was arrested in February's airport, allegedly in possession of cannabis-infused vaporizer cartridges. Russian Customs Service said at the time that the alleged offense could carry a prison term of 5 to 10 years. The U.S. State Department this month said the 31-year-old was wrongfully detained and has assigned diplomats to work on her case. The State Department official said Blinken told Griner's wife, Sherelle, Saturday that the United States is working day and night on the case and it has his full attention. And revisiting our top story this hour, Sweden on Tuesday signed a formal request to join the NATO military alliance. It's a move that's opposed by Russia and which must first be approved by the 30 existing NATO members. Sweden's candidacy was prompted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.